Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's cast, how to write a thank you note. The questions this cast answers are, what kind of stationery should I use? How do I compose a thank you note? And is it too late to send a thank you card? If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening. Summer is officially here. So you may want to consider using this time to train your managers on the behaviors and skills that allow them to drive results and retain talent. More than ever, solid management skills are needed to navigate the environment, and your organization is no different. We've made it simple to schedule a day of on-site training with us and have virtual options as well. Contact Maggie on our team. Her email address is maggie@manager-tools.com. To learn more about the benefits and pricing for your organization.
We have talked about thank you notes hundreds of times in our guidance. In fact, if you're a longtime listener, you may have heard this podcast before. And I have to highlight longtime listener because the original release of this guidance, which we've updated since a little bit, has been on the site. We released the original version in 2007.
Yeah.
So
podcasts were around then. No one who's listening to this knows that.
I tell people often that we've been podcasting for a long time, and I live in Austin. And in Austin, they tell you what's cool. And they have to tell me because I'm not necessarily very cool. And they tell me podcasting is cool now.
Yeah.
That's what we've heard. We've been doing this for a while. This cast first came out in 2007. Mm-hmm. We've talked about thank you notes lots and lots of times. And we're going to help y'all learn about how to write thank you notes because we really think that thank you notes are kind of becoming a lost art, which is really too bad because handwritten thank you notes are always appreciated.
Always.
Yeah, we write tons of thank you notes for every event that people attend with us.
I have a stack of written notes right now, 30 high on my desk. I'm waiting for postage, which I've ordered online from Amazon, and it's coming to my house. But I have a stack of cards.
There you go. Last week, I sent, 42 thank you notes, handwritten thank you notes. And we know a lot of people who keep the thank you notes that we write or that
for
anybody
years.
Writes. Yeah, they hold on to them. So be aware, y'all, that thank you notes are really appreciated. We know someone who keeps a basket of thank you notes under his desk where if he's having a bad day, he goes back and reads them and kind of, you know, it's cheerful.
People
and nice.
Do like me.
It's a good reminder that things aren't as bad as maybe they seem.
Exactly.
So we're here to encourage you to write thank you notes and not just encourage you, but tell you how. And it's not difficult. So there's that. Because we think thank you notes are a part of every manager's career management toolkit. And we want you to know how to write them.
I'm sure you experienced this as well, Kate. But we talk to a lot of professionals who tell us all of the time how much they hear from other people about the fact that they send thank you notes is impactful. I mean, I've talked to two people in the last week who've said, I'm kind of the thank you note guy in our office.
Oh my goodness.
I know. At least two people have told me that in the last week because of this podcast. And we consider these thank you notes, as Kate said, a part of every manager's toolkit. And we've referred to thank you notes before as the saffron of relationships, right?
Which that's just proof that we're not as cool as we think we are.
Exactly. Definitely not. No. Saffron for many years was the most valued of all the spices, right? Possibly still the most expensive by weight of all the spices.
I don't know if it is. Probably though, honestly. Although truffle is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know a lot about.
Have you tried to buy a vanilla bean lately? Vanilla beans will put you out of business. Dude, they will. I'm telling you. They don't even put them on the shelf in many grocery stores because they're so expensive that people will steal them. I'm telling you. This should say vanilla bean. The vanilla bean.
I believe you. I have not attempted to buy a vanilla bean.
They froze or something. There was a a thing. I don't know. Anyway, okay. Basically the cool. Saffron vanilla bean truffle is your thank you card.
Which sounds disgusting.
I know. It sounds awful, horrible.
There's some chef listening, though, who's thinking, no, that's actually something you can totally do. It'd be great. I'm not that level of cook, so.
That's the thing.
Okay, but why vanilla beans?
Exactly. Thank you cards, they don't weigh much. We can admit that. But they mean so very much to the recipient. And we never use them anymore. Kind of like saffron. Very few people use them. So what that means is sending thank you notes can help you stand out from the crowd.
And absolutely.
As someone who talks about them and encourages them all the time, we admit, Kate and I have admitted to writing between the two of us 80 thank you notes in the last week, we probably don't send as much as we'd like. I mean, how many times is a person worth thanking and you'd like to send a note and then you forget?
I definitely could write more, especially in like my personal life. We have systems that where we have tasks for thank you note writing. And so we have like red tasks if we don't write our thank you notes. I don't have a personal productivity system for writing thank you notes.
Yeah, other than being thankful. About,
yeah.
And that's a hard moment to leverage, right? That, yay, I'm thankful. Yeah, I sent two personal ones this week, but that's not as many as I should have, considering the number of people who've done things to help me out.
The idea kind of being grateful, I think, is it's kind of timely. I think a lot of people are talking about gratefulness, and we could definitely write more. I could definitely write more in my personal life, for sure. And I love to get them.
I know. Oh my gosh. We're so selfish. Okay, yes. But folks, every time, even when I've known a thank you card was well on its way to me, I still loved them.
Yeah.
Still loved them. It doesn't matter if you know it's coming in advance. Still love a thank you card.
It's just like a birthday card. You know you're probably going to get a birthday card.
Oh,
it's still nice.
Oh, such a good analogy. So poignant. Agreed. Okay. So in this cast, we're going to cover three general areas. First, we're going to cover the materials themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we questions. Need to get together in order to make this happen. Then we're going to cover some general guidance, followed by the content, what you actually write in your thank you note.
Good. Materials first. Get that out of the way. You can order some stuff. Y'all, store-bought materials for your thank you note, that's completely fine.
Yeah, you don't have to make them by hand. You don't.
Yeah, you could legitimately go to the grocery store, buy a pack of cheap cards with script that say thank you on the front. I actually have a package of them in my personal stationery box.
Yeah, me too.
The question isn't which card to send. It's really not about the card. You can get something simple. Amazon will send you
a
huge amount. I mean, you could buy 250 of them on Amazon. I get the smaller ones because I don't send enough personal thank you cards.
Yeah.
And some people have nice stationery. Some people don't. You don't have to have nice stationery. We have, Sarah and I both have professional stationery with our names on them. And I use those for work thank you cards.
Me too.
And occasionally, I think I've used it for one or two personal thank you notes. You don't need it, though. I would suggest people don't notice the card as much as they notice the sentiment and what's written in it. I would even say this. I would suggest, I'm just thinking about how much time I spend picking out cards when I go to choose cards at the store.
Oh, yeah. Like birthday cards, I'm there for 15 minutes.
Unless it's funny, I don't remember the card when I receive them. So I'm like, we don't want y'all to go out there and try to spend a ton of time picking out cards. Unless you really want personalization, which, okay, cool. If you're at a level where you have disposable income for that and you want to go and get nice stationery is a pleasure to work with. It does not matter to the recipient. And we don't want you to opt out of writing the note because you don't have the right stationery. That would be a shame.
Right. And I have a small cheater. In part, I really like postcards. I like postcards better than folded cards. And I also really love the idea that I could, in my sending of thank you notes, reduce waste. So when I get a thank you note and someone hasn't written on the inside of the cover, I cut the bottom from the top. I save.
No way.
Yeah. I save the bottom. That's what I keep in my little note, my little notes stack that I keep. And I use the cover sheet and the back of it as a postcard thank you note for future thank you notes.
Wow. That's awesome.
And it's not just because I'm frugal, but I'm that as well. I just really like trees. I like saving waste. And I know that that's a really easy way for me to reduce waste.
Love it. That's awesome. I also will buy, when I'm traveling, because we do travel a lot, I will buy postcards often. They're inexpensive. It's a good thing. And I keep a stack of postcards from other places. Sarah mentioned being frugal. There's an exception here around materials that we want to mention. And we are very cost conscious, y'all. So we don't want you thinking that you need the right materials unless you're an executive.
Yeah.
If you're an executive, we're going to make a bit of an assumption here that you've got some either budget for or a little bit of
disposable income. Consider, a little.
Yeah. Yeah. That you're at a level where you've got a little bit of disposable income. And so you might be able to invest in nice stationery. And if you're an executive, y'all, not having it is a little bit silly.
It's silly. Yeah. Yeah. Do
you're going to write notes, buy some stationery, get some printed. There's great companies out there making beautiful stationery. And even nowadays, you can get ones where you just buy a stamp and the stamps are even beautiful. Like you can get a stamp for yourself, a personalized stamp for a nice, like heavy stock paper. If you've been listening for a while, you know that I have a deep love of office supplies. I love school supply time. It's my favorite thing. I think partially because everything comes in a rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
And so everything looks so pretty, like all laid out. When you get it home by itself, it's not as cute because it's not with its rainbow friends. But in this particular area, I genuinely love like a really heavy paper. And we're not encouraging you to go invest in really expensive stationery, y'all, because we are aware of being frugal. And there are a lot more sustainable companies now, too, I think, that are making recycled, still really nice stationery, heavy papers, but recycled and sustainable processing and things like that.
Exactly. Also, pro tip, something to keep in mind, if you're an executive and you're purchasing a nice set of stationery, be mindful of whether or not there's a coating on that paper. I've been in a situation before where we've purchased really nice stationery and that stationery was, it had a sheen to it as opposed to a solid matte finish. And then my writing utensils wouldn't work. And I had to then, in order to use the stationery, buy a really fine tip Sharpie in order to actually get my writing to stick to the card. Just be mindful. Just be mindful of the stationery. If, again, you're making that investment, I'd hate for you to make a monetary investment in stationery and realize, oh, my favorite pen doesn't work here. That's no longer cool.
And you may be like us and have a favorite pen. I certainly do. I do not like gloss finish at all on any of my paper. I want it to be fully matte, to your point. And y'all may have a different preference. This is where it's clear, obviously, that our investment in specific behavioral guidance is pretty deep. Since we're talking about nice stationery, an upgrade to your stationery, if you can afford it and if it's the right time for you, or if your company is willing to maybe help pay for that, and sometimes that's likely if you're an executive, your company might spring for some of that. An upgrade is worth it if you're like a classics Emily Post kind of person. There's some very clear rules about stationery, which of course we're touching on, and we don't have time for all of that. If your company has something that you could use for nice thank you notes with your name or company name on it, you can absolutely do that. Mm-hmm. We're not against you having it, your name on it. In fact, that's what we do. And you can use that at home for personal stuff. And again, your company name is fine because we're making professional recommendations here. So Your company might have stationery for you that you could use.
Exactly. So just some thoughts around if your company has stationery for you to use. First, use what your company provides. Mm-hmm. You don't need to go out and get your own. You don't need stationery with your name on it. Sure, it's nice, but it's absolutely not necessary. And second, ideally, use thank you cards as thank you cards, right? If you have a company logo or name notepads or letterhead, ask what's available. Thank you notes are usually 5 by 7 inches and come either fold over or flat, right? Like a mm-hmm. postcard. Okay. And they're made out of, as Kate mentioned earlier, cardstock. So like an 80-pound paper is around the minimum we'd consider to be a cardstock for thank you cards. Now, we do recommend, because we like things to be a little bit nicer, a little at higher grade. We recommend 100-pound paper, but 80 is fine. And the foldovers, if that's what you got for thank you cards, have usually a name or a logo on the front. The flat have a logo or name above where you write. Mm-hmm. Some like the card better because it's easier and because the paper can be clipped to something easily.
Or because it saves trees.
Exactly. And yes, you can use an executive note that is a sheet of 8.5 by 11 piece of paper.
Cardstock.
Exactly. And you can cut it in half and then in half and turn that into what we would consider thank you card size. Mm-hmm. You absolutely can.
There are tear sheets, though, card stuff that's like gummed together at the top. Those are nice for note sheets. Those are not executive notes. And you could write a thank you note on them. We wouldn't.
Yeah. Not a good look. It's just not as polished a look, is what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Not the best option. If it's your only option, don't opt out of a thank you card because that's your only option. If you have other choices, that's maybe last on the list. So that's our stationery paper discussion.
Yes. Now some general guidelines.
Right. About like overall what you need to know. Pretty simple. Y'all, you should only say thank you twice. We're going to cover this more when we talk about content because we're going to get exactly into what sentences to write. Sometimes, though, people get under the impression that they should just say thank you over and over and over again in the note, and it's not effective. You need only say thank you twice, or another way to say that is in two of the sentences that you write in the card.
Exactly. And as well as you're saying thank you, something to keep in mind is never ask a question or request a favor in your thank you cards. I mean, that's pretty sensical, right? The purpose of a thank you note is to say thank you. It's about helping the recipient feel good for whatever they've done that you're talking about in the card. Don't create for the recipient, the person you're wanting to thank, an obligation on their part, because giving them an obligation in response to the thank you note completely negates the purpose and benefit of the note at all. The purpose of the note is just to make them feel good for helping you out.
Yeah. Don't ask a favor. And it's never too late. It could be weeks. It could be months. It could be years. It is never too late. Never, 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 never. If you remember it, simply add a sentence to the first paragraph, which we're going to tell you about here in a little bit, that says, I know this is long overdue, and I wanted you to know that I think of your generosity often. Mm-hmm. I would almost suggest that after a certain amount of time has passed, a thank you with that sentence in it would even be more impactful than a near-term thank you card.
I agree. You're not expecting it. Yeah.
Well, and something you're still thinking of years or months later obviously is a treasured thing.
Yeah.
How could a person not feel that what they did was valuable if it's still something that's on your mind after all this time? So it's never too late. If you want to sit down this week and write a thank you note to somebody because you are still thinking about what they did for you, go ahead and do it, y'all.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
Sit down in the next couple of days. Carve out an hour. remember all the things, all of the people that you know have done for you, because they've done some stuff for you. And just write a bunch of thank you notes.
Yeah.
No harm will come of this.
Even 30 minutes, because in an hour, I think I can get through between 25 and 30 thank you notes. So an hour would be a lot of thank you notes. So maybe even 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes, 15 minutes.
Or just say you're going to write 5. Right. And then when you're done, you're done.
Exactly. Hey, folks, if you've not yet heard, we will be increasing the price of our in-person public conference events starting June 1st. What that means is you've got till June 1st to register for any in-person public conference event with Manager Tools through the end of the year. Our conferences through December 2023 are posted, all of which are currently listed at today's pricing. Take advantage of this opportunity and register online today at manager-tools.com/training. Something else to keep in mind, which isn't really part of today's content, but Kate mentioned earlier, if you don't have a tracking system to remind you to do things like send thank you notes, you're less likely to do things like send thank you notes. Now, for work, we've got plenty of systems to ensure we don't forget these important details. If you want a personal system to ensure you don't forget thank you notes, put 30 minutes on your calendar on a recurring basis every week to sit down and, as Kate said, think of and write, send 5 thank you notes every week. Just sit down and think of the things that people have done for you this week that you've appreciated. Write those cards, send them in the mail, done.
Once you've practiced this, 5 thank you notes will take you 15, 20 minutes.
Right. And it's worth the time for relationships. Something we talk about a lot at Manager Tools is relationships. Well, showing people that you're thankful for all of the things that they do for you is a great way of building and maintaining relationships.
If you're thinking about warming up your network, it's a good way to do that. And we have a podcast about that on the website. But if you're looking for how to keep your network warm or how to reach out to your network, there you go. Also, we should mention that handwritten is best for these cards.
Ooh, that's the most controversial thing you're going to say today, isn't it?
Ooh, I don't know. I said something pretty sassy earlier this morning. Oh, did you?
Okay, okay.
I did. Handwritten is best. Even if your handwriting isn't great, y'all, slow down, write it out. Typing takes away some of the sentiment of what you're trying to convey.
Yeah.
Handwritten is best. It denotes having taken the time and made an extra level of effort. And
yeah,
this is, what, 5 sentences? So surely you can spend 5 sentences focusing on your handwriting enough for it to be legible.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
So let's not type if we can avoid it, y'all. It's handwritten is best.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, we talk all of the time at Manager Tools about the fact that communication is what the listener does. And whether it's right or wrong, whether it's true or not, readers who receive thank you notes that are typed have the impression that less thought went into the card.
Why wouldn't they?
It feels automated, right? It feels like this card just popped out of a system and went into the mail.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel the same. And this is even sillier. Even if you went on Google and Googled, what do I write in my thank you note? And wrote that by hand, it would have more impact than you typing what was actually in your brain in a thank you note.
I agree.
Because of what the listener feels when they read typed words versus handwritten words. So, handwrite them.
Handwrite them.
Yes.
Which brings us to content. What are you going to write? There's a basic structure here, really simple. We're going to lay it out for you. Content includes 3 paragraphs. This is what we're recommending. We don't want super long letters or terribly short notes.
Yep.
Any thank you note is better than none.
Mm-hmm.
And we know someone who got a thank you note once that was just one sentence that said, thank you for what you did for me, which honestly, it feels like ChatGPT wrote that thank you note.
It really does. It feels even less personal than ChatGPT because I've read some of their stuff and it's not entirely impersonal.
Yeah.
Folks, most people are just really terrible at segregating their ideas. So we use paragraphs as the construct to group together those similar ideas.
Yeah, don't be freaked out by the paragraphs mentioned. Yeah. It's going to be less than six sentences, so don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. And these paragraphs, or this structure, allows each idea presented to just really stand on its own. Shorter mm-hmm. sentences and shorter paragraphs when communicating something is better. It's always better. Short sentences, short paragraphs, especially in this case for our thank you notes.
It's the idea of like removing commas or things yeah. like semicolons, colons, things like that from your writing mm-hmm. or and or but, like these words. We're going to make these short. It's going to be short and sweet.
Yes, exactly. And sweet.
So we've got three paragraphs. And the first paragraph is just one sentence in which you say thank you specifically. One sentence, which is absolutely without question, unambiguous, totally to the point about its meaning and intent that you are saying thank you.
Yes, exactly.
So if we're going to dictate it as thank you for X, you don't say I am writing to or I would like to.
Mm-hmm. Start with the words thank you. Real easy. Thank you for taking the time to interview me earlier today, or thank you for your generous gift, or whatever the thing may be. Just start with the words thank you for whatever that item is. It's that simple. First paragraph, thank you for doing X for me, period.
Paragraph two is two sentences that personalize the note. These two sentences make sure there's no way the recipient would feel that they're getting a standard note. It's about them. Your sentiments should be specific to you and to them.
Yeah.
And to the gift, the service, whatever happened. So something like, the time you spent on my behalf has made my travel life so much easier. I'll always remember getting a limo from Savannah to Atlanta to make the speech in time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or the steak was great. The company was even better, and I felt right at home.
We are avoiding commas, right? As I mentioned before.
Yes, exactly. Avoiding commas. And if you've got a comma in a sentence, it's likely that you could actually take that sentence with the comma and instead make it two shorter sentences, and it would likely work better.
Mm-hmm. And that gets you the full paragraph too.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you have a sentence that has a comma in it, just say, oh, whoops, two sentences instead. And now you've got paragraphs paragraph one two. And two completed. So paragraph two, two sentences that personalize the thank you. We've given them thank you for whatever it is they did. And then we're saying, here's why it was specific to us or specific to them.
Mm-hmm. And then paragraph three, which is a restatement of your initial paragraph, the appreciation paragraph. The best paragraph three is, again, one sentence, just like paragraph one was, that restates your appreciation and wishes them well. So again, you have my thanks and best wishes. Or I'm in your debt and I look forward to returning the favor. A restatement of the first paragraph, really simply.
Yeah. And something sincere at the end that gives, I want to say warm fuzzies, which I think sounds a little bit snarky, and I don't mean it to. I genuinely mean something that is kind and polite with a little bit of maybe like thoughtfulness, consideration, sweetness, kind of that kind of feeling to it. And again, if you're taking this guidance, what is that? One, two, three, four sentences.
Four sentences.
Mm-hmm. Four sentences total. Y'all, you could do better.
Yeah.
This is a formula. It's very simple. This is a place to start. Once you have this down, I promise you, having written what has to be thousands of thank you notes in my life.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
This structure will work every single time. And once you have like the construct here, you can churn them out. I'm not suggesting you should. This formula, though, because it works, it really takes away your excuse about, oh, I don't know what to say or how to write it or how long or how short, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this isn't the best thank you note you'll ever write. And you're going to get better over time. So yeah. This is just like thank you note 1.0.
Yes, exactly. You'll get better at expressing yourself and making those thank you notes resonate more. And my experience, finding phrases that you're like, oh yeah, I like that phrase. That is a really good way of saying that thing. It's not going to come to you immediately. It's not going to be instant. And it doesn't have to be, I assure you. People will appreciate your thank you notes, whether or not you spent a bunch of time figuring out what to say. They absolutely will. So take a lesson from us and start with the formula and some store-bought thank you cards. And as time and income and job permit, make your thank you notes ones that other people will treasure. You, they, and your career will be all the better for it.
So exciting to be able to help people write good thank you notes.
I agree. It's so important. I mean, just the amount of people that I hear express to me how valuable they've found thank you notes for their career is just, I mean, it's undeniable that people find value in this activity. And one that, to your point, you can do in 15 minutes a week. Super easy. All right. Well, thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Sarah.
That's all for this week, folks. Join us again next week for a new topic.